This week brings the first new moon of the year on Tuesday, and right along with it, the coldest and darkest nights of the year. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. So if you get all bundled up to go out and look at the evening sky, you'll find Orion, the Winter Maker, striding on through the stars in the south. In the morning sky, you'll find the planets Jupiter and Mars in the east. Mars is getting ready to make its closest approach to Earth since 2003, later this year. But if you decide you'd rather stay curled up with a good book under a reading lamp beside a fire, here are some author recommendations specifically for this week. First, there's Benjamin Franklin, who was born this week in 1706, the only founding father to sign all three documents that stand at the foundation of the United States. Franklin was known to read the stars to support his observations of the world, and he even used astrology to predict the death of a publishing rival. Also born this week is A.A. Milne, the creator of the delightful world of Christopher Robin and his best friend, Winnie the Pooh. Milne was born in 1882. And if you want to dive more deeply, then there's Edgar Allan Poe, also born this week in 1809. Now, Poe's lengthy nonfiction work, Eureka, subtitled A Prose Poem or an Essay on the Material and Spiritual Universe, describes how he saw the universe as infinitely expanding and collapsing like a divine heartbeat, continually rejuvenating itself. And though it's mostly thought of as a literary work, Poe's ideas here anticipated some interesting 20th century scientific discoveries and theories. He wrote in the preface, "To the few who love me and whom I love, to those who feel rather than to those who think, to the dreamers and those who put faith in dreams as in the only realities, I offer this book of truths." Any one of these authors are a great companion in this coldest season when the starshine is brilliant and the moon is nowhere to be found. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.